I'm truly passionate about health and wellness and really helping people live their healthiest lives. My science approaches that through looking at how we can live without chronic conditions, lifestyle diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer. And even when we have those conditions, how can we improve quality of life? And so that's what my research focuses on, from using both quantitative statistics and also qualitative stories and narratives to get a full picture, a comprehensive understanding of what the health issues are, particularly in underserved communities. I'm fascinated of the diversity within the large racial classification of Black, of Latinx and Hispanic, of Asian. Just to see, even within these large racial classifications, the diversity there, the nuance, and also the importance of perhaps tailoring interventions and programs in order to truly speak to, reach, and serve communities to empower them to truly live. I earned my Bachelor's of Science degree in biobehavioral health from the Pennsylvania State University. And I also had minors in biology and health policy and administration. So I've always been fascinated about the biological underpinnings of disease, like the physiology of disease, like what's happening on a molecular level. From, like, you know, with diabetes, the partial inability to produce enough insulin so then you're not able to process sugar, and how even sugar is broken down in the body into glucose, and the diversity of what sugar is. So not just, you know, the white granules of sugar, but even that white rice or, you know, the pasta, white bread, and how that is transferred into the body, and the body takes that in and breaks it down into glucose, which is sugar. So like those kinds of, I could talk about that, right? And then I can think of also with cancer, how it's just unregulated cell growth, right? So biologically understanding what's going on in the body, and then that's the biology minor. Then we take it to the macro with health policy and administration and understanding how people navigate health systems, or how health systems may impede access to care for groups of people. And the biobehavioral health aspect of that is understanding, of course, the biology of disease behaviorally, how people's lifestyles or access to certain lifestyles play out, influence health, environmental health, all of that comes into play.